Company Market Accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%. APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Some of the Democratic White House hopefuls went to Selma, Alabama yesterday for events to mark the anniversary this week of the Bloody Sunday March across an Alabama bridge. Senator Cory Booker was among them.
We are at a point in our country where we see a moral vandalism that is attacking our ideals and beliefs and eroding the dream of our nation.
Booker delivering the keynote address at Brown Chapel AME Church, the starting point for the famous Civil Rights March that began a series of three such marches in Selma 54 years ago this week. President Trump's approval rating is rising. An NBC News Wall Street Journal poll has the approval rating now at 46%, up from 43% at the beginning of the year. 88% of Republicans like what the president's doing, in addition to 60% of rural Americans. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
American Airlines apologizing for kicking a woman and her son off a flight because they have a rare genetic skin condition. Jordan Flake had visited her military husband in Texas before trying to fly to South Carolina with her toddler last week. They have ichthyosis, a non-contagious skin problem that causes dry and scaly skin. Flake wrote online that an airline employee told her about the rash and said if she had a letter from a doctor she could ride, but she didn't and was told to get off the plane. It happened on, ironically, Rare Disease Day, which is meant to draw attention to the plight of people like the Flakes. When it comes to the national average, a gallon of gasoline's now at the highest price it's been since early December. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens with details.
That price is up 3.5 cents a gallon, now for a national average of $2.43. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com has an interesting perspective on the increase in gasoline prices.
Fewer than 700 gas stations in the U.S. are selling gasoline under $2 a gallon. That compares.
And your car's engine deserves the same, because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil synthetics. Terms apply.
Congressional lawmakers and first responders from New York are heading to Washington, D.C. to demand reauthorization of the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund. Also roaming the halls of Congress is former Daily Show host Jon Stewart, who's been an advocate for 9/11 victims since the beginning. He joins Fox News and says why this is such an important issue and needs to be resolved.
These are men and women who have suffered great illnesses because of their heroic work down on Ground Zero during 9/11 and during the months that passed, and they deserve our attention. They've always answered the call for us, and we need to answer the call for them.
R&B singer R. Kelly is entering a plea of not guilty to sex abuse charges in Cook County Court in Chicago, Illinois. The music star appeared before a judge wearing an orange jumpsuit. Kelly has yet to post his $100,000 bail. His lawyers say they need to sort out his finances first. Kelly is being kept in a private cell. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Recapping one of our top stories, President Trump is set to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un later this week. As far as what we need to come out of that meeting with the North Koreans, former ambassador to the UN Bill Richardson tells Fox News,
"We need to reduce North Korea's nuclear arsenal for our sake, for Japan's, South Korea's, and so far they haven't done much."
Real-time host Bill Maher on Friday blasted middle Americans in red states as envious to their blue state counterparts. Republican Governor of South Dakota Kristi Noem has a message for Maher.
"Well, I've been all over this country. There's no place I'd rather be from than the heartland. We have the best people in the world that are raising their families there. We feed the world. We have a higher rate of service, men and women who step up to defend the freedoms and liberties of this great country. So I wholeheartedly disagree with what Bill is saying there. I'm just blessed to be from the heartland."
Maher also said the flyover states have become passed-over states, and that's why red state voters are so ticked off, to which Noem tells Fox News,
"Oh, maybe he needs to spend some time in South Dakota, because we just have phenomenal people that love our country. They're raising their families in communities that take care of each other, that serve each other. And we have a work ethic that cannot be compared to anyone else. So, our people in the heartland do the hard work that makes this country strong, and we're just so proud of where we are and where we come from."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Miola with Get Healthy Hunterdon, and we got a great show for you today. Let's get to started here. So we're going to talk about the weather here today. Most of you have probably noticed that wind whipping around out there, and also today, sunny with a high near 38 degrees, windy with a west wind 24 to 28 miles per hour. But here's the thing, gusts as high as 55 miles per hour. Tonight, clear with a low around a very cool 19 degrees. West winds from 10 to 18 with gust again as high as 36 miles per hour. And then Tuesday, sunny with a high near 35. Northwest winds around 11 miles per hour. So for those of you that travel on Route 31 and all on my way up today, Route 31 is closed from Magdalena's Cheesecake, if you know where that is, down to Hopewell and stuff, because of a tree that fell on a power line that fell on a tractor trailer. So according to the PSE&G truck that stopped me and redirected me, he said the road's going to be closed for about 6 to 8 hours today. So if you're traveling that way, you'll be detoured over towards Lambertville, and then you'll take that Lambertville Hopewell bypass back out to where the old Stewart's Root Beer used to be and Karen's Ice Cream Corner was, for those of you who remember that is and all. So we've got a great show today, and we'll be back in a few moments.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon. This is Dr. Miola with the show Get Healthy Hunterdon, and we're sponsored by Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most effective weight loss and health program. Today, have we got a great show for you. Everybody's been thinking about ways of saving money and how they can make their home more efficient and more energy ready and all. Well, today we have an expert in the field, and now he's come in from the field now to talk to us, and his name is Roger Locandra, and he is with Energy Smarts Mechanical. And what is their specialty? Well, not just their specialty, but today we're going to tap into his vast knowledge about geothermals and clean energy. So, first of all, Roger, welcome to the show. Very good. And so for the next hour, we have so many things to cover and stuff like that. I'm going to let you begin with talking about geothermals, who, what, when, where, and why, and how we're going to go about it. Isn't that something? Here, you know, they're trying to make it seem as though it's the cutting-edge technology, and here it's been around for a long time, and you have been tapping into it and using it to help solve a lot of energy needs and cost savings and stuff along with it that we're going to learn. That's an incredible savings and stuff. How come the general public doesn't know about this?
It is advertised. I mean, it's, geothermal has been gaining more traction. As I do more in Huntington County, we find people that have been sprawled away here doing it for 20, 30 years. It's it's a quiet club. I think because there was a slow start. Licensed plumbers and licensed HVAC contractors, and my licensed electrician. necessarily to geothermal, but by going from oil to natural gas, you know, that they'll save $800 a month, which brings up the back into the local economy. So buy a plant.
Right. Very good. So what we're going to do is take a commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to talk more about the mechanics, as you would say, about working all that. So hang on. We're going to learn more about the Green Deal with Roger and stuff, who have been the green for a long time in clean energy.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon, and this is Dr. Miola for Nutrimost of Flemington. Today we've got a great show and stuff. A lot of people are thinking about, you know, how they can save money now with the taxes going up and, you know, being more energy efficient. So we have a local expert in that field and stuff. His name is Roger Locandra, and he's with the Energy Smarts Mechanical. And today we're tapping into his knowledge about geothermals and stuff. A lot of people are aware of solar panels on their roof, and they're aware of wind turbines sitting out in the backyard and stuff. And each one of them has their own inherent problems and advantages and stuff. And we thought that this would be a good time for people to find out what the advantages are of geothermals and putting it together in a nice package to help with energy and cost in a house and all. So, Roger, please. Off air, we were talking about the many different opportunities that the homeowner has here in Hunterdon County to tap into the new what they consider to be the new trend of geothermals. You've been doing it for many, many years, and you were saying that it's been around for many, many more years and all. So go ahead and talk about what this is all about.
People walk into a clean energy program and the home energy audit, and
Oh, wow.
Highly efficient in air conditioning mode in the summer because air conditioning works in reverse to what people think. It actually takes the heat out of your house and forces it into the air or into the ground with geothermal. And that's why geo is more efficient, because you're taking heat and putting it into 54-degree water, so it transfers very rapidly, where outside the conventional heat pump or air conditioning unit that people see that's outside of their house,
mm-hmm. Right.
So taking hot air and blowing it on something to cool it off doesn't help. I always tell people, when we're kids, if you burn yourself, you go right over the tap, you turn the water on, you start putting water on it. You know in the back of your brain that it'll cool something off quicker. You don't walk around in 100-degree weather and wave your hand above your head. We're all programmed to know that water moves to heat quicker.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, okay.
They're not, the state isn't championing putting inefficient units in, or inefficient units. You know, if it's not a high SEER, if it's not a high ER, it's they're not going to get involved. You can't put a, if you're in a, like a gas program with them, you can't put a low efficiency gas boiler or gas furnace in.
Mm.
You have to, I think, be over 97% efficiency. So
wow, okay. Okay.
When it gets really cold out, or when the wind's blowing, and the weather report for tonight is 19 degrees, regular heat pump loses its efficiency, so you can't get enough heat out of it because the air is cold.
Right. You know, the way you're explaining it, it makes so much, it's so simple. It's like a no-brainer. Why is it that people have such a hard time?
Well, like it's just, I opened up with, we're replacing, the oldest unit I've seen right now is 32 years old. So anybody who had a boiler that would be quite happy, or like an upper air conditioner. The technology's improved. It's a little more expensive, but the payback is huge. That most of the systems are paid back in 3 to 6 years. And then from then on, if you ran a unit that was paid back in 6 years and you could run it for another 20 years, you're money in the bank.
Yeah.
You're driving a different car, you're going to different style shows in New York, you're living through different vacations. tremendous what it does for a personal economy. It's tremendous what it can do for the local economy. And it reduces the amount of electric that people have to bring to our area.
Now, is geothermal more profit, or is it more of a savings for like a business or a residential, or is it, doesn't matter what the building is, it's just going to do, like you said, pull the heat, the temperature that's standard down there in the ground, and either increase it to heat or decrease it to cool? Isn't that something? So let's talk a little bit about, let's just say, the mechanics of what is involved, I guess, with a geothermal versus like a standard furnace or, you know, whether it's gas or oil heated type of source.
So let's focus on an air conditioner, on a heat pump.
Okay.
Because that's the closest exchange.
All right, so heat pumps. Right.
So if we compare that to just a regular heat pump, and somebody puts it in, the heat pump itself works through a gas cycle. The gas is either compressed or expands. We use the term boiling. As it boils off, it sucks the heat out of whatever it needs.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of like the BTU exchange on water. If you have the story, your watch pot never boils. So it takes one BTU.
Okay.
So you go from 210 to 11 to 12. 1 BTU, 1 BTU, 1 BTU. To go from 212 to break it into steam, takes just about 1,000 BTUs.
Wow.
So in order for it to, that's why a watch pot takes 1,000 BTUs, so it takes 1,009.9. I think it's really 976. So it's, but that's why, so when something like a gas, if anybody's ever seen propane leak, so inside every heat pump is a refrigerant cycle that they talk about freon, not really freon anymore.
Right.
It was 22 and now 410A. But it just expands and contracts the whole time. But it looks almost like a lawn. It just open, close. It's either liquid or it's a gas. So if it takes $6 worth of electric to run it through a conventional heat pump, a high efficiency geothermal takes 5 units of energy out of water and only uses 1 unit of electric. And that's the highest efficiency. There's a couple that are lower, but there's still 3 times more. Even a bad geothermal is more
efficient. It's, you know, when you explain it and stuff, it's like a no-brainer. Why isn't more people doing
it?
It's,
and more people do it. A local well driller here did St. Patrick's Cathedral. 4 wells, 2,500 feet deep. The standing column well. So it can be done in the city.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always a field. We're getting away from where we were, but it just depends on the amount of BTUs and where they're available. So when you talk about wells that are that deep in the middle of New York City, and then St. Patrick's Cathedral is being driven by geothermal, there's a mass project, I know, at Rutgers University, also Livingston.
Mm-hmm.
closely together. And there's fields that are drilled, and we were talking about fields that are laid in with excavators down where you live in Millstone. If the water table's high, you can lay in what looks like a 2 septic field. And if it's sand, you just dig and put pipes in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in North Carolina, they take a trencher and they just ditch which because they don't have to, you know, they don't put it up for us. And then bigger areas, but you can just trench, and if there's water and sand touching the pipe, you have a tremendous amount of energy.
Wow. I can tell he's Italian.
So it's a U-shaped pipe that goes in and is grounded in place. And they've changed how they grout. They have engineers working on fancy grouts that transfer energy quicker, but that brings the pipe and holds it still. It'll drill a 6-inch hole in the ground, drop and anchor the pipe. They're functional at about 450 feet, and you can get about 3 tons of energy out of it.
Jesus.
So every ton of energy is 12,000 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say 3 tons, it's the equivalent of somebody saying that a 3-ton.
I was going to say, how does that compare to an air conditioner? Because that's what they always talk about. This is a ton unit and stuff like that.
A ton.
Jeez.
You know, it's a ton of energy converted. You can convert energy to kilowatts. You can figure out how much electric it is. You can figure out how many tons of heat are in a gallon of oil and how many tons are in electric. It's just easier when you start thinking about it as 6 times more efficient. You don't have to worry about it. And you just say, okay, if I was paying 14 cents a kilowatt hour, am I going to pay for 6 kilowatt hours or am I going to pay for 1? And, it's actually curious. The technology on the thermostats is so advanced now, you can see what your monthly expense is in the geothermal that you're touching on.
Isn't that something?
And it'll tell you how many kilowatts you're burning in an hour. And quite often, it's just the equivalent of a couple of light bulbs. I know that mine was running this morning. One unit was only running about 300 watts.
Isn't it something?
So we think about, the old 75 watt light
bulb. 70, yeah.
So I had 4 of them running, and it was heating more than 50% of my house.
So let's talk about when's the best time to do geothermal. The new construction, existing construction, remodeling, just that you're fed up with the high electric, gas, and utility bills?
The best time for somebody to call me is when you're fed up. It's easy. Where we seem to see the most demand in our world is in the conversion process. And part of that is just because new construction's not picked up.
Mm-hmm.
But new construction, there's a 30% federal tax credit. So if you're in new construction, you're getting a tax credit on your project. You're getting a tax credit on your wells. You're getting a tax credit on geothermal. You're getting a tax credit on your insulation. You're getting a tax credit on everything that has to do with sizing that system correctly. Tax credit on your ductwork. On doing a new insulation, it says the entire project.
Incredible savings and stuff if you're...
And 20 years ago, the electric company used to kick in, and there was an incentive to go with that, but... they backed off of that. I think it was counterintuitive. They were hoping to sell more electric in backup mode.
Mm-hmm.
Because quite often geothermal is designed with electric backup, and electric resistant backup is the highest cost. They claim it's the most efficient because it's 100% gain, but it's just an electric toaster in the ductwork. So
okay.
It's not bad if it's your emergency heat,
mm-hmm.
but if it's your auxiliary heat, it's very expensive.
Right. Okay.
Or have an open loop system that has enough BTU passing water that you don't need backup.
Right. Interesting and all. So if you have the opportunity to incorporate it into a brand new construction, definite huge savings and things like that for the majority of us here in Hunterdon County and all, and we're doing a remodel or we're buying an existing house that, say, the heating and cooling system, whether it's a heat pump or oil or gas fired furnace and stuff, is looking like it's on its last leg and stuff, and it's time to think about getting a new one. Another critical time then to start thinking.
Because if you look at a high-end furnace, you could be looking at $13,000. Okay. If you're looking at a geothermal, you could be $15,000 to $20,000. But if you take a 30% tax credit on that, you're almost the same money.
Boom, yeah.
And then your payback starts from being the same money, and you're using six times more efficient. And then, you know, we didn't even discuss, but there is geothermal water to water, so you can do radiators with it. It used to be a limit to about 120 degrees on hot water, so you can do radiator floors with it well, but you couldn't really do old radiators.
But oh, okay.
They have a high temp water to water unit that does 150 degree water. So you can retrofit a house that has those floors in it.
Isn't that something? Jesus. How is radiant floor heat then? All right, so radiant floor heat compared to, like, say, the radiator or baseboard hot water heating.
The interesting thing about radiant floor heat, and we do radiant floors inside and we do radiant parking areas outside for people, snow melt systems. If you take and you say, okay, I just stepped into geothermal with my water to water unit and I'm six times more efficient than burning oil, radiant heat itself, no matter how you supply it, is 60% more efficient. So if it costs you $1 to heat the square foot, it only costs you 60 cents because you heat the inside of the house. You don't, well, when the radiators flow, you heat the outside walls. If we were sitting on a radiant floor here, then like your desk would be warm and everything around it.
Yeah.
It would already be the mass itself becomes your radiator. So the whole room becomes warm. And so it transfers where it brings the heat closer to the person.
Mm-hmm.
It warms a bigger area because the surface. Because it does that, it provides you 60% more efficient. And you don't get the rapid change in the house like you might from an air furnace.
Right.
But once you set your radiant floors in your house to what your level you want to be comfortable is, and my house is easy for me to pick on because I can play with all the heating technology there. But I've converted a stone house that was built in the early 1700s. Except for two rooms, it's completely radiant floor. So I have the whole house set at a base temperature on the radiant floor, and then when we want the rooms higher, we just use the geothermal water to air to bring it up.
That was my next question. What does, you know, the person who's an expert and has, you know, access to any kind of heating and cooling system, what does he have in his house and stuff like that? Yeah.
But you know, the 7 series use a variable speed well that provides water either from almost half a gallon to 100 gallons a minute. So if you only need a half a gallon, you only have a turbine spinning very little bit. And then it has a variable speed modulating valve to a variable speed compressor to a variable speed fan. And then the house, each system is owned in about three different zones. So the 7 series is so, it's almost limited how limitless how you can adjust it. I can get about less than a ton out of it, or I can get a full 3 tons.
Yeah, incredible the flexibility with this system as compared to like forced hot air and things like that. You got to run a mechanical duct up to wherever it is, then you have to make sure you've got the accessory blowers to move it to the end of the building and stuff to make sure that's getting the same amount of cooling than the one up front and all. Yeah.
And the next step down from that is a 5 series, which is still a tremendous piece of engineering.
Mm-hmm.
And for providing it, and it, you set your fan points on it to a mechanical tool that goes nay is a thing. You can do it from your car while you're driving home on your phone.
Really? Okay.
We cover, for geothermal, we go all the way to the ocean and up to the edge of New York and out to Pennsylvania. So we like to stay under the county on the 95 Carter. You know,
sure.
95 Carter, but you know, there's a lot of systems that we put in Spring Lake and Tom's River. And they have a tremendous, opportunity places that are close to the water because the tide brings in water every day.
Isn't that, you never think about that then. So, yeah, the changing tides and stuff would really help to replenish everything then. Wow. So, ideally and stuff, if you could create the ideal community, how would you build?
Well, actually, I saw a very interesting community. It's actually in the Bahamas.
Is it?
And they have a building that's probably three times, it might be four times bigger than the new office we're in now. Pump system that pumps brackish water up to plate exchangers. So they take salt water underneath there and they bring it up and they built a community. And like you, when they lay out the electric and the phones and the sewer and the water for the house, they laid out a supply and return for the geothermal. So they have a common geothermal pump.
Oh.
And then everybody in the, every person has as many geothermals as they need. They have almost unlimited capacity. The plate exchangers look like a big accordion. I'm fascinated. When somebody told me about the place and we were going to this idea, I said, you've got to get me into this place. I've got to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And just fascinating. Not unlike Hunter County, they were swallowed up by the economy. They were driven, thinking 20 years ago that people were going to, they were going to expand and build 400 homes.
Sure.
And there's 40 homes there now, but it was fascinating how one central pumping station with several big pumps. Take the brackish water, the salt, and you have to run through a plate exchanger, and you have to allow for the fact that the salt's going to be calcification on one side.
Mm-hmm.
So they have two systems that are redundant, so they designed it. I think the engineers did a fascinating job getting ready. And in order to not overdo it, they made it so they just stacked the plates on and plates on, and they have a capacity design in the system.
Isn't that something?
So you can do it. You have a tight community, then you just supply everybody with the water supply in return.
Yeah.
So it doesn't hurt the water.
This is the amazing thing and stuff.
Remember, I haven't, except for where the electric's generated, we haven't touched a carbon footprint in this conversation. We haven't burned oil. We maybe a little bit of backup.
Mm-hmm.
If you're running 100% geothermal, 95% of your heat is provided without burning,
with no combustion of anything going on.
And then the neat thing is if you can tie it in solar, your solar field could be six times smaller.
Isn't that amazing? So you would use the solar field then for what? Just
produce a little bit of
electric that's needed then and all. Holy cow.
But if you compress how much electric you need first, fields would be smaller.
Yeah.
People's roof arrays would be small. We were discussing the flower wind turbine, which I think everybody saw that on Facebook. It's a gorgeous piece of engineering.
Right.
But what do you do when it sticks and breaks? Or on a day like today, you can't use it, it would have to fold up.
Right, yeah, because of the high winds and stuff, you're not able to And you could have all kinds of torrential rains. You could have snow. You could have fog. And geothermals is not affected by that at all. Isn't that amazing?
And if you just convert whole areas, you need less electric energy. So the grid that's available, and you're going to get out on the national part.
Yeah.
If our troubled electric, is that we need to have bigger wires and more arrays coming out of Pennsylvania, bringing electric into New Jersey because we don't. We can't make any more electric here in New Jersey. They're getting rid of nuclear plants right now.
Yeah.
That's a completely different topic. But, if we're not going to produce electric in New Jersey, we have to bring it in. So if we have to bring it in, why don't we bring less in? The Pennsylvania and those areas are set up to make it. They're converting coal plants or going back to using coal plants.
Mm-hmm.
They're converting to natural. Suppose we have
Right.
That's 250 years. That'll leave people time. And the changes in technology in 250 years.
Oh, it's got to be.
I mean, we just talked about 125 years. You know, we're looking at pre-1900s.
Then the other thing we're looking at is like, you know, instead of atomic bombs and stuff, you know, you've got all these terrorists that are looking to, you know, attack the grid system of the United States. So that wouldn't even be touched then with geothermal.
It wouldn't be touched if, you know, and we have a generator with propane.
Right.
So on our farm, we could take the grid away from us for probably 2 or 3 months. So that time and fix it. But even when Hurricane Sandy came through, we were out of electric for 21 days.
Right. Jesus. And people were going through that in days and stuff, yeah.
Or they were running to, you know, get gas.
Gas, yeah.
So, if I can plug generators, we do Honeywell generators and big Cummins ones. But if you have the right generator and you have it matched, having too big of a generator is wrong, too.
Mm-hmm. Smaller generator than in all, yeah.
So
Jesus.
It's a real mathematical balance.
And like you said, your background, and you have so much, you know, math background and stuff that these equations that you're balancing between geothermals, water in, water out, energy in from the utilities and stuff, everything, it comes out balanced well.
I started, my first degree was going to be in accounting, then it was in ag economics, but still an economic base, and then I worked on a graduate degree in environmental and natural resource economics, so I appreciate the natural resource part and the environmental twist, and then I just finished a master's in public administration, which is really just a management thing. It's, you know, it's an MBA, but it's geared more towards public employees.
Right.
It's still about management.
Exactly, yeah.
They're all about being efficient. So when I look at things, I try to get the most efficient solution.
So let me ask you a question. How would people in Hunterdon County or even the surrounding area and stuff, and you, it sounds like you're the tri-state area person to go to with geothermals and all, how would people get a hold of you to find out more, to come out? You come out and you first evaluate the situation and stuff that the person has and show them the advantages of the different programs that you have?
Yeah, we take people through it. I mean, if people want to get a hold of us, I guess I can plug all my
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So we
Do you? Okay. Just here in Hunter.
Just in Delaware County.
Oh, Delaware, wow.
Hunter is a little bigger.
Yeah.
But the JCP&L is out there. They don't own every tree that falls on their water. I will give them a caveat. It's hard to do JCP&L on there. Because if they tried to cut the tree down yesterday, somebody might have been stopping them, and today it's laying across their wire on, I use it on 31.
Right, exactly, yeah. So this is good, though, because you have a lot more control over the quality of the product that you're delivering to the customer and stuff. And as far as you've got the foam people for the installation that goes on, you know, you've got the construction background, you've got the mathematics component of it to size the system properly so that it's not over, it's not under. Rated and stuff, so it's working twice as hard, and it's not overrated, so it's not doing anything properly either and stuff. Because, like you said, if something's oversized, it could actually be causing a problem.
Yeah, it creates a humidity problem. And one of the benefits to go back to the clean energy program is they make you size it as small as possible.
Oh, okay.
Well, a 2-ton air conditioner uses less electric than a 3-ton. It's just.
That's where the energy draws and stuff, right? Turning that motor on and turning it on and stuff. Off is no problem, but it's when it goes on that causes the problem.
It takes a lot of energy to keep up with the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're even just in a regular air conditioner, it just takes a lot of room to get it going. It doesn't make as much room to get a geothermal going, but it still takes energy.
So we've seen the advantages of geothermal over pretty much any other form of energy source and things like that. We know the repairs and the downsizes of solar and wind power and electric power and things like that. Are there any downsides for geo?
No.
I know. I've been thinking all along here. What's... Right.
Its obstacle is it's not always sunny.
Sun's not always on.
And very expensive to put it. You know, compared to geo, solar is tremendously expensive.
And not as efficient.
And the efficiencies you see, I mean, you're not boasting over what your alternate is because it costs, it still costs money to get, by the time you're done, if it wasn't subsidized, it provides electric at a higher rate than a coal plant.
Yeah.
Which is very sad to say.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And there's a lot of wind you get back. So you only get wind when the windmill can work, you know, on the days it's designed, or whatever, I mean, 3 to 5 mile an hour wind. So if it's a lovely day, the windmill's working.
Right.
You know, it works at night as well as the day. But the geothermal, the energy is there.
24/7.
You know, it's funny, I
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
They're searching for any survivors of the killer tornado that slammed into Lee County, Alabama. At least 23 people have died. Sheriff Jay Jones.
We've been talking with family members and residents in the area trying to get a count of how many individuals that we're looking for. But again, our efforts are concentrated on that. We have canine teams coming in from all over the state of Alabama. And from the state of Georgia.
Donald Estes says he was terrified.
I just watched it just suck the clouds in and everything. And heavy wind and everything. And then we ran inside, and after that, it was just a lot of debris flying.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler says his committee is beginning investigations of President Trump in the Russia probe. President Trump says he is innocent and that people are persecuting him. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare, and they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The United States is warning the Venezuelan government and Nicolas Maduro not to take action against opposition leader Juan Guaido, who is returning home today to join opposition protests. More than 50 countries, including the United States and several members of the European Union, have recognized the opposition leader as Venezuela's interim president. President Maduro has said that Guaido may face justice and could be arrested for leaving the country illegally. Construction spending was down in December, USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
In a Monday morning report, the Commerce Department says construction spending declined by 0.6% in December after November's 0.8% increase. Building industry analysts were expecting a 0.2% increase in December. High mortgage rates, land and labor shortages, and expensive building materials have apparently led to the decrease. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Last week's number one movie remains.